and then just say hello, welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
After the music. I'm going to hang up now. You just say hello, welcome to the show, and talk until I get on there, because I'm trying to get on there now, okay? Welcome to the Care to Read Room. Thank you so very much for bringing us in on that introduction, Robert. We're not going to deter too much on the show. Robert is one of our normal guests, but he hasn't been able to join us. I don't know how much time he has now, but I will ask him if you have time, Robert, where you can tell us a little bit about the hoop houses before you exit the door.
Okay, the hoop houses are not a new development. They've been around for a while, and they took a big boost back in the 90s when Cuba experienced some oil shortages. They used the hoop house technology to feed their people when the oil that they were importing from Russia was basically cut off due to the collapse of the Russian economy, and it saved their lives. The average citizen began to grow food in their lots and their yards, to offset the cost of, food and so forth. And that's kind of how the technology got started. It caught root here in this country. Recently, I guess early last year, I went on a training with Will Allen, who is well known around the world for his ability to grow food in sub-zero temperatures. And he's created a thriving organization in terms of education and growing food in the Milwaukee area.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know who you have amongst you is a giant in the industry of organic gardening. If you've noticed out on the website, I've had several pictures of the hoop house and what Robert has been doing. Robert comes from the area of New Jersey. He is also an educator working in the field of training our children about sustainability, as well as working with, as you know, the famous Will out of Milwaukee. He's been working and training under his auspices, and we've been trying to get Robert on for some time now. So that's why I was rushing right into the topic so we wouldn't lose a moment. But I'd like to welcome Robert Muhammad once again. He's a part of that team that we had for this month, and we're so glad he could join us today. Thank you so very much, Robert. Robert, can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the children in the school system and how they're faring and selling their products?
Presently, I've got a relationship with Mercer County College, working with the Upper Ground program. Early this summer, the program took root, and it got kind of stifled because of funding, but we're trying to reinstigate that whole process in terms of teaching them the ins and outs of the food industry. They have about 200-foot hoop houses there on the campus that they made available to myself and the students. Hopefully, we'll have a farm stand this summer selling some fruits and vegetables that we've grown and maybe some stuff that we've gotten from some organic farmers in the area. It seems to be a good way of integrating students with the environment, with the earth, or taking them back to the earth and giving them a basis for mathematics and science and so forth.
Now, when you say organic, can you tell the listening audience what it encompasses to create a composite or compound for growing organic? What denotes organic over products that have been fertilized? What's the difference?
Basically, organic entails foods that have been grown from soil that has not been used with pesticides and fertilizers. So the soil itself is being grown in such a way or built in such a way that it provides the plant that you're growing all the proper nutrients because the soil is enriched through a process of composting and vermicomposting using worms.
Using worms, so you're not using all recycling products. So what type of worms do you have to bake the soil with?
These worms are called red wiggler worms. They what they call top feeders. You know, they're not found deep in the soil. They're in the top 3 to 6 inches of soil where they are basically scrubbing the soil of impurities, and they also leave behind certain things on their digestive system that enriches the soil with nitrogen and things of that nature. Hello? Phone is out. What's up, man? We're gone.
Now, if you're still with us, Robert, we're going to go to commercial while Robert gets his phone line back up. But in the meantime, we're going to make sure that he can come back in with us because it looks like somebody is having some little problems here, but he'll get back in here shortly. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, how's everybody doing this evening and how are the children? I want to send a shout out to Harambe Radio Show. Harambe is doing a fantastic job out there with talking about organic gardening. And Brother Delaney, I want to say thank you so much for being so persistent with your garden. And I've had a chance to see your garden and the watermelons and everything that's growing there. I'm a little bit jealous and want to come down there and learn how you are harvesting because we're not growing those kind of things here in the Midwest. Brother Delaney is growing watermelons, and I know that they're probably out by now, and you're going to have some great seasons with this warm weather. So I'd like to welcome everyone once again. My name is Omi Inca 7, and I am underwritten by Project 2019. This is the Care to Read Room, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for being a part of our segment. We'd like to thank you for coming in and networking with us. We'd like to thank you for supporting us. And for those of you who would like to organic garden, please do call in. That line is open. You can call in and talk to me about how you do your organic gardening. Okay, Brother Robert is back in the room. We're going to get him back out here. Brother Robert, are you with us?
Yes, I got kicked off. And I'm back.
Okay. I see. They throw you out the room. They say, throw Mama out the train. That's what they've been doing to us the whole time we've been on
the show. You threw me off the train.
I didn't throw. That wasn't me. I didn't do that. Somebody else did it. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say one thing. We're just so tickled pink to have Brother Muhammad with us. He is a giant in the industry, as I told you, and I've been really working hard to get him on this show. And there's been forces working against us, but I spoke to the Earth today, and the Earth says, call him up and bring him in by any means necessary. And lo and behold, we got Brother Robert Muhammad in the room. He is a gardener by profession and an educator as well. And he's going on to do so many great things. And we're hoping we could work together in the area of curriculum. I'm going to be doing some work with them and trying to establish all of this great material and put it in writing so it can be deposited in a book. So I'm going to bring Brother Robert back on to talk about some of the other projects he's doing and what are some of the fundings out there. What are some of the universities doing with their fundings that Barack Obama has allocated for organic and sustainability? Can you give us any insight on that, Brother Muhammad?
Yeah, there's a plethora of funding out there, depending on what you're trying to do and whether it's federal funding or state funding. Michelle Obama with her Let's Move movement, it's a big push on, nutrition and nutrition in schools, fighting obesity and things of that nature. Right now I'm focusing on cultivating some city gardens from vacant lots in the city of Trenton here in New Jersey. And that's moving right along. We work with a company called Isle, who has a long history of managing gardens and getting people up to speed in terms of growing fruits and vegetables in their local area, bringing community members together in schools to city gardens, school gardens, things of that nature, and just getting people acclimated to what is possible in terms of their food supply, food security, so to speak. Obviously, in a lot of urban areas, there's oftentimes where there are no supermarkets and poor people are being forced to pay high prices for food that probably is not the best for them. So, growing your food does obviously offers an alternative to paying the high cost of food in stores. And we're not talking about, huge acreage of land, a quarter of an acre, something of that nature, that you can actually start to grow some food and provide for your family.
Well, brother Muhammad, you are so right. We want to say that we are about the business of bringing social medias together and groups together of various different diversity. We're salubrious diversity in this room. So we have made an effort to connect with non-faith-based groups as well as faith-based groups. Brother Muhammad is from the Nation of Islam, along with Sister Lorraine, and we have made an effort as a Christian and also as a Yoruba. We wanted to cross those barriers of denomination, and I want to say to the general public, we got to get beyond the denomination, the Greek organization, and cross the barriers, because now we have to feed our nation. And if we're ever going to do anything to come up out of this economic state, this would be the time that we would do it, when we were joining our efforts to come together in gardening. We can resolve a lot of problems through gardening. I come from a long line of gardeners, and my uncle was noted here in the city of Gary, Indiana, for his outstanding gardening. Not only here in Indiana, but also in Meadsville, Pennsylvania, as an outstanding gardener. He has made his transition, but you can find his information and his background profile noted in the Gary chronological newspapers, where they featured him under the neighbor section, because he actually gardened from a wheelchair with as a double quadriplegic. He gardened from the wheelchair all by himself and created a crop in the nursing home on his own. So he was recognized for that. And I have committed myself to stay with gardening because I loved him. I love him so much because he's still in my life. He has been well noted here in Gary, Indiana, for his artistic ability in music as well. So I come from a long line of gardening, Brother Muhammad, and I love gardening, and I've gardened in every city except for Gary. And that's why I'm feeling like I should be doing something. What can we do as small homeowners who might want to have a greenhouse and provide food for at least four families? What should we start with? How can we start preparing in the preparation for gardening?
Well, every state has an extension or what they call a master gardeners program, where you can take a class that goes over, basic growing of things, lawn care, and just starts to get you acclimated about your area and what can be grown and the weather and soil conditions, testing of your soil, things of that nature. Just to get you connected with the information that's out there. The internet is obviously full of information. Hoop houses are not that complicated to construct. It doesn't take a mathematician or a physicist or a contractor to build a small hoop house. I mean, that's the whole point of building them. They're not full structures. They're on top of the ground, and you're constructing raised beds inside the hoop house, which allows you to extend the growing season. So they could be 4x8. You could have a 4x8 hoop house with plastic PVC poles, anchored in the ground, and begin the process of growing food.
Now, I understand that Will is also working with Aqua Organic, where he's growing vegetables and the fish in the same water. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's a situation where you're growing fish organically from, you know, little seedlings or whatever you want to call them, in a tank. And it's recycled. The water is cycled through the through a bed of plant life that filters the water and makes it clean for the fish, and also takes up, you know, carbon dioxide for the plant. So it's just mimicking the natural cycle, and growing food for yourself.
Now, Robert, could you tell us a little bit about Will and a little bit about his background? I think people should know about Brother Will out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We want to give a shout-out to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was a resident of Kenosha, Wisconsin for about 7 years, and I do know that they're very prosperous there. Tell us a little bit about Brother Will and the work he's been doing there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Will's got an interesting story. He grew up on a farm, actually, as a child, and then he went off to college and he became a pro basketball player. at such time, he saw a farm, according to him, and he got reinvigorated about growing things, got married, and began to his growing reconnection to the land on his wife's family's property. He earned some money, and they purchased some land in Milwaukee, and he began his path to where he is now in terms of sustainability of growing, you know, fruits, vegetables, fish, you know, chickens, everything that you can think of that's organic without pesticides in his property in Milwaukee. And now he employs over, I don't know, 50-something people at that location. He has other locations where he actually makes commercial compost, and he sells that to greenhouses and stores and things of that nature. And the same thing with his fish. I mean, it's a pretty extensive operation. I recommend everybody, if they can, he always sponsors 2-day workshops on the weekends during about this time of the year, where people can go down and they can actually see the whole operation in motion for 2 or 3 days and get a feel for what it is and if it's something they want to do. You know, I think I highly recommend that.
Now, Brother Muhammad, where do you see yourself fitting in the Nation of Islam with your prospective skills and your sustainability training? Are you also certified as a certified organic gardener?
Yes, ma'am. I recently just completed a compost operator certification because, you know, the compost, the soil becomes a critical piece in this puzzle in that when the soil is right, the food is right. It's just like your body. You know, if you're eating good food, you're healthy. If you're not eating good food, you know, you're unhealthy and you need a doctor. So when you're growing a plant, it's the same philosophy. When the soil is proper, the plants now have the proper nutrients that allow them to resist disease, and which reduces the need for pesticides and fertilizer. So, you know, I just see myself going around spreading this word, raising dollars to help other people have, you know, secure property and land to grow their gardens and promote community, because we really need to do that. You know, the economy is not looking good. And in a situation where the economy maybe takes a turn for the worse, people need a way to survive, a way to take care of themselves versus asking for a handout or a check when there might not be one.
Well, you know, it's interesting that Will would be a part of this because the city of Milwaukee has long been just outstanding people for doing bartering systems. And I wanted to keep my hand into gardening because my whole perspective is that we can solve some of the ills of the economic status with gardening. I know that because we can make products and produce products. I'm currently working on researching the cocoa because I know that it is a dark chocolate that has medicinal purposes and that it also fights on dementia. And my biggest effort is to grow trees out in various areas like Belize and to adopt trees so that I can bring those cocos back here to produce some rare dark chocolate for medicinal purposes so it can be placable. So I think I would say that I'm in the gardening business because I'm working with the raw cocoa. And for anyone that's interested, they can go out to that website up under omisorganicbroadcaster.com, which has just been set up. And that's one of my connections that I want to stay with because it gives me a chance to lobby and to advocate for those gardeners who are growing those trees, because sometimes they are suppressed and there are labor laws that are extraneous on the children. So it gives me a chance to speak out on something that is consciously a part of helping people to be able to have work conditions that are conducive for them. And I just didn't come up with this idea. There's a number of women out there, because this is the month that we recognize women. There are a number of women out there who actually are owners and producers of labeling products. And one of them is chocolate. Chocolate is becoming so much in demand, not only for making and baking our goods, but for medicinal purposes. And some people are actually putting it into their lotions and potions. And I hope that with this study that I'm doing, it will give me a chance to travel abroad and bring in some of these opportunities to manufacture products that women can produce, because I think we need to be a part of these farmers. And I was asked to be a part of the farmers here in Indiana and to cover the state for women and representing the women, and they're doing things with boots on the ground. Do you know anything about the boots on the ground that you could possibly give us some insight about?
I heard about boots on the ground. I'm just not right at this point ready to say too much about boots on the ground, but I know they're active in terms of that type of training and dealing with sustainability and so forth. I just can't say very much at the moment.
Now, a lot of times people say, oh, well, why would you want to go into gardening? Some people may not know this, but there was a lawsuit that a group of African Americans have won, a large lawsuit over the African American farmers, and funds have been given to them trying to right a wrong. And we really want to point that out, because it takes a long time for lobbying and promotions and litigation. So the litigation came through, I understand, and those African American farmers were granted funding. So there should be a lot going on in the realm of new jobs and creating new jobs, because a lot of people are going back training the farmers, because the farmers have to be brought up to date on these new technologies. So they're trying to train as many young people as they can to go into these areas. I know Maharishi is one of the universities that offers a great program in sustainability. And Robert, you and I were discussing that. Can you tell us anything that you found out that was unique about their program?
Well, it's definitely a hands-on program. It's not something you're going to be doing online, but they're definitely connected to the earth and reforms all forms of sustainability, not just farming. You know, we're talking about energy, we're talking about aquaponics, we're talking about everything that deals with someone being sustainable or self-sufficient. The best word I can use is self-reliant, in terms of getting what you need out of the earth and providing for yourself, family, community, and so forth. And I think that's what I got from them. I would love to participate in the program that they have, but you're gonna have to physically be there. You're not gonna be able to do very much without actually visiting the campus. You can do a weekend visit. They have visits where you can actually visit the campus. They pay for it. If you don't have transportation money, they may be able to arrange a transportation scholarship to offset the cost of getting to the weekend orientation that they have, just to see the school and determine if that's something you really want to do. So I really like that.
Well, you know, I thought it was grand that they are a virtuous city. It's in Fairfield, Iowa, ladies and gentlemen. And you could actually see that these young people that are building there, this, I think it's called the Virtus City, where the whole city, they're using sustainable products to build a city, and also with their solar energy and heating and warming the house. So everything has been put into this to make it sustainable, their living style, their lifestyle, and also their medicinal purposes for healing. And they also include transcendental meditation with that as well. So it's a holistic approach, and that's probably where we're going to have to look to if we want to sustain ourselves. And Brother Robert, I would like to ask, because of the fact that the nation is broad and it is present in just about every 50 parts of the state, how can you see the gardening fitting into the Nation of Islam, and how can it produce jobs and products for most of the candidates who are part of the Nation of Islam?
Well, you know, any thriving community or society has to have some land to operate from. I mean, anyone who is controlling the land is controlling the resources that come out of the land, which means they're controlling the price, and it means they're controlling the standard of living. So if we're going to change our condition, you know, it's advisable from a long history of the Nation of Islam and its philosophy, from Elijah Muhammad to the Minister Farrakhan, that our people to have some form of independence. We need to secure some land for ourselves so that we can create opportunity not only for us today, but our children years to come. And I think any people that wants self-sufficiency and wants self-respect, they need to have something to demand that, you know, that they command control of their own destiny and life. And all that starts with the land, your clothes, you know, your cars, all these resources, these natural resources, we don't seem to control any of them. So if we want to offset the cost or offset the dangers that come from a failing economy, then we really need to secure some land so that we can produce the things that we need, as to always being consumers of products, that we become producers of products ourselves.
And that's a good point. That's a very good point. And I know our President Obama is very, very interested in the sustainable funding that are out there. And there's a lot going on where they're trying to incorporate those women in those plans. And women, because this is the last week of acknowledging women, I want you to know that you could give me a call, contact me. I am one of the contact persons here in Indiana to help get women on the move and involved in these sustainable projects, because they're not just looking at gardening. They're livestock that's involved. If you want to grow guineas, or if you wanted to grow harvest pigs, or if you even wanted to do raw milk. That's a big thing that a lot of people are looking at, doing the raw milk, because there's so much funding to be had from the raw milk. And most of our farmers have actually retired or dying off. But those African-American farmers who are out there, I want you to understand that you must make yourself visible, because we need to hear from you at these universities. We need to hear from you on these radio shows. And I'm so glad that Brother Muhammad could come on today to help bring up the rear, because we've been trying to hold down the fort in here about sustainability. And I'm not an expert. I worked in agriculture for a while when I was in school, but my undergraduate is in family and consumer science, so it works with the nutritional part of it. So I'm very interested in what happens to our people in the community and how we eat and learn to eat to live. And I know that's one of the things that the Nation of Islam does. It teaches you to eat to live. And all of the materials that they've already put out on the market, I mean, they're for everyone. They're not just for the Nation of Islam. Right. I am not a Nation of Islam, but I do believe in the lifestyle that they're advocating for people and the power of prayer. And we want to leave out of here today with the power of prayer. And I'm going to ask Brother Muhammad to assist me in prayer as we leave out of here, because we haven't did prayer in a while, and I feel empty without prayer. So Brother Muhammad, I thank you. Blog Talk thanks you, I'm sure, and the Care to Read Room, as well as Project 2019. We are Project 2019 underwritten, which we want to bring in 2019 with closing the gaps of disparity of us being unemployed,